Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gym Closet. It is Tuesday, January 30th. Hope you guys are having a great week, had a great weekend. You guys are going to love the conversation that we have today. We are talking about artificial sugars, and we also have a special guest at the end, a local artist, Be Well. So you'll be able to check out a little bit of his music and what he's got going on. So let's get right into this episode.
Your group wasn't here, how does this place stay in business?
We're like, always here.
Because so we're always here.
That's the truth. And if it's not like, if it's not our main group, it's like somebody that
brings other people.
Somebody that knows about it.
LG's
because
always
we brought
there.
Yeah.
LG's, yeah. LG's right. There every
You
want to
accidentally run into LG on a Saturday night. Yeah. Big Lars.
Just like park your ass at Big Lars.
Yep.
They need to change it to like Big LG's.
Right. Big LeGrands. Welcome to another episode of the Gym Closet. We are here in the Gym Closet with at Shane Sagabarth. What's up, buddy?
Just staring at the mannequin me, and I cannot believe that motherfucker got more votes than I did.
Big time.
Yeah. It wasn't close.
Not even.
How many people voted on yours?
I'd have to double check.
So
I can't remember.
The percentage that we had was exactly the same.
Was it 70-something?
Yeah, and so yeah. Here's what was insulting about my percentage. Only 9 people voted, and just 7 Ooh. Of them were like, fuck you.
Wow.
Well, that I'd sucks. Say that's more an indication of how little friends you have than how many think I'm cute.
Aw. but it's
sad
not
day.
That.
Sad people... day. I think I had like 20-something people vote.
Yeah, 20 or 30 people normally vote on my stuff. Then I post Shane, nobody's having anything to do with
That's
it.
That's because they had no idea what was going on.
Or they just, it was so beautiful that they couldn't pick.
They're like,
That's true. Yeah. You should have done a toss-up.
Hey, but the thing.
A conundrum.
One of the people that voted for you on Tyler's was me. And one of them that voted for you on
was
mine was you.
It was me.
So you might have been the only one that voted for yourself.
Yes.
What was it? It was like 70-something, 78?
76 to 24 or something.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Was not close.
No, not at all. And also here with at Jordan.Hildreth.
What's happening, folks?
Today, we are talking about artificial sweeteners. And we are talking about sodas and diet sodas and, you know, how bad they are for you guys. Is that what the consensus is in the public?
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't know if I have cancer, but if I do, it's because of soda.
Right.
Diet soda.
That's the consensus. You hear about that all the time is, you know, how bad some of these artificial sweeteners are for you. And it turns out studies are showing that they're not. You know, the overwhelming evidence shows that they're not bad for you at all. And everything in moderation, obviously. So we do, you know, everything that we practice is in moderation.
Don't drink a 12-pack because we're saying this.
Right.
Like, not a 12-pack a day. That's not what we're saying.
Right. And actually, I have some statistics on from some of the studies that will actually show that a 12-pack a day might not even be close to being, like, bad for you.
Woo!
Artificial sugar-wise.
I'm at, like, 6. A day.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Beers.
Yeah. I don't think those come with artificial sweeteners. I think those are a little different.
Much healthier.
There's got to be some like diet beers and shit that have artificial
Light.
Sweeteners though.
Oh.
No, like.
Like artificial.
Like
not,
Mike's
but
Hard
it's not,
Lemonade.
But it's
like,
not beer. Yeah, right. It's like Mike's
you know
Hard
I mean?
Lemonade.
Yeah.
Or there's like, I know there's a, oh shoot, man, somebody was just drinking it this weekend.
Truly's? Or Truly? Is that one?
Yeah, I think. It's like 100 calories, no carbs.
Yeah.
So it's just the alcohol in it.
Yeah.
And it comes in a beer-shaped looking
yeah,
thing.
I think that's Truly.
Yeah.
I've had that.
The lady drink?
Yep.
And it's like surprisingly tastes like nothing. Like it just
like
tastes,
air?
It wasn't great. I didn't like it. It tasted
like
watered down like tea, the one that I drank.
Hmm.
Like watered
Never
down raspberry
weed?
Tea. Jeremiah, I fuck with Jeremiah Weed. Weed and water. That's my drink in the summer.
See, I'm not
summer.
A big tea fan.
Oh, man. I fuck with
never had
weed
that.
And water. You haven't never had it?
Mm-mm.
Either Jeremiah Weed or Firefly are the two that are on.
Hy-Vee
hopefully one of those will be at the bar. Get a Jeremiah Weed, and you'd probably like a Jeremiah Weed lemonade, or I just do a Jeremiah Weed.
Is it tea?
If you really like tea,
I really like tea.
Then.
I like plain tea.
Yeah. Then you'd love
it's
Jeremiah
not, but
Weed.
But it's not sweetened, is it?
I hate sweet tea.
I like my tea plain.
Well, just water it down.
Yeah. Jeremiah Weed, water. Is such a refreshing drink, especially when the weather's nice. Hmm. I'm more of a straight whiskey guy. But where did we get? Okay, we're talking about artificial sugar. We got off topic.
Sorry about it.
But today there are several different artificial sweeteners in them, and you have basically there's a couple things that I wanted to touch on first before we start talking about. Each one of them. There are four different kinds. There's a couple more, but these are four commonly used in the foods and drinks that we consume. Aspartame is one of them, probably the most researched.
Demonized.
And also the most demonized because of a debunked study that we'll go over later. Sucralose is another one that gets a shine in a bad light again because of study that is largely debunked now. Saccharin is another one that one's in a lot more of your foods that like have been cooked because it like can survive high temperatures. And then stevia is actually like the most well thought about.
Yeah,
I would say
that's the good stuff.
That's the
right?
good one.
Yeah, that's
right?
the one
because
everybody
it's natural.
Says to use. Yeah,
but the funny thing is, there's the least safety research on that one versus every other one. And I think primarily because it's newer in products. So one thing that we need to kind of go over terms before we start is the first one is...
He can't read his writing. Hold on, guys.
Can't even read my own writing. Trying to think of what I want to go over first. So ADI is... I just wrote, try to fit everything in such a small box that everything jumbled together and not looking good for me. So ADI is basically the highest level that has no side effects. And so you might think like
threshold.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yep. Yep. So you might think about that and you might say like, oh, well, I don't want to get close to ADI because if that's, the most studied without side effects, I don't want to get close to side effects. So that could be bad. But to get the ADI, the FDA comes from research where there's actually a point that's worse, that's like no adverse effect level. And that's the big thing that is like, okay, so we do these studies and this is the threshold. And that's the no adverse effect level. And then for human safety purposes, they multiply or they divide that by like 100 or more. To just make, just for safety's sake, to make sure that it's not bad for you. So if you hit the ADI, you're most likely 100 times under the no adverse effects level. So think about it that way. So
got it.
Those are a couple different things that we'll talk about in these things, but let's talk about aspartame first. There's a lot of people, I'm trying to think of her name. Buttermore. What's her name?
Mrs. Butterworth?
Stephanie Buttermore. Is that her name?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, shit. I should have wrote her name down. Anyway, she does a really good video on some of these. And then Elaine Norton does a good video on them as well. And so basically the sightings that they are talking about are a lot of what I'll be using in my research. So starting with aspartame, that's the one that really gets a bad name because of like the rat studies. So have you guys heard about the, what's your, like from the general consumer, what have you heard about this
it's
one?
Bad.
Why? Like why? Have you heard?
Nobody can tell me why.
They killed rats. These rats got cancer because of the aspartame. That's what you hear. I mean,
that's what you hear
over and over again. It's the cancer, and it's that the rats died from aspartame.
Sure.
And the truth is?
And so that's largely debunked. So there was two studies that showed adverse side effects of aspartame, right? So there was a rat study that rats got cancer from aspartame. But they were given like 32 milligrams a day for a long period of time, which is like for them, it would be the equivalent to us. Like we would drown first internally
in the amount of,
and Lane Norton says it really well. Like we would drown ourselves. We would get water poisoning because we would have to drink so much diet soda with aspartame in it in order to get the adverse side effects that would cause cancer that we would first die because we drank too much.
Do you think liquids. That if you drank enough diet, like diet Pepsi to drown, that would, like you would also be damaged by carbonation? I feel like my stomach would hurt if I was drinking that.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, but you got to think about it. So like even water is poisonous or toxic at a certain level,
right?
Because you water down your electrolytes and people die from overconsumption of water.
My dog died from overconsumption of water. She was swimming and drinking the pool water and she passed out and fainted and almost died.
That might be chemicals in there too, though.
No. It was dry drowning. She pissed like 40 times in a day.
No shit.
Yeah, dumb
dog. That's
crazy. That's crazy. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, so like the amount that they were given is, okay, so how much do you think a rat would, say a big rat, say 1 pound.
Just for fella.
That's a huge rat, right? And 32 milligrams per pound. If it's a 1 pound, what's kilograms? Divided by 2 or 2 times 2?
Is it 2.2, right?
2.2?
So a pound would be 2.2 kilograms.
2.2 kilograms, right?
Right.
So that would be 17 per, right? Something like that.
Wait, milligrams to kilogram? What is
no,
a kilogram?
No, milligram. No, so kilograms to from pounds. So like say it's
2.2
a giant.
Kilograms.
Anyway. The math is hurting my head, and I was looking
I'm
to Shane.
Kind of I know everybody was looking at me, and I'm just sitting here like,
and he's not giving us any answers.
Not helping at all.
So we're. Well,
yeah, I didn't know what you were trying to do. Their body weight,
yes.
Like what percent of their body weight?
Right.
So it'd be 32 milligrams. You got to convert milligrams into kilograms,
and that's what we were hoping you would jump in
on. So that'd be times what 1,000? Because you'd go milligrams to grams, grams to kilograms.
Yeah.
No, be more than that.
No. Anyway,
no, it
it's.
Would. You're right.
It's an asinine amount. Like we would be, and say that I weigh 200 pounds, do 200 times 35 milligrams. What do we got there?
What?
200 times 35
Why
milligrams.
Why would we pile on the math? This is a terrible job of
no,
the math.
No, I understand, but now I'm simplifying the math. Now I'm simplifying the math. 32.
It looks like
you're
on your
calculator. Are you on your calculator?
Yeah.
Okay.
32 times 200.
Milligrams to kilograms.
No, just do 32 times 200. I want to know how much pound-wise.
It's like 600 and...
Yeah. Okay. So
6,400. Jesus.
6,400. Okay.
Come on.
So that would be like me taking in 6,400... A day, milligrams of aspartame, a day.
Do we happen to know how many milligrams of aspartame are in a soda?
So let's start thinking about this. So the ADI for aspartame is 50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Say that again.
50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight is what the ADI is. So... That's like drinking 50 cans of soda.
Yeah.
And it's still, and that would essentially still be safe by about 100 times.
Yeah.
So you're talking like 500 sodas.
So, well, what were we at? 6,000?
6,400.
6,400 times, yeah. So that, how do we do 6,400? 50 equals 50 cans.
It is a fuckload of soda.
Holy shit. I mean, you couldn't physically drink that much.
Yeah.
No, right.
You would have to be mainlining aspartame
to
have bad effects. There you go. So don't do that, obviously. Don't mainline.
You've got other like we've got other problems. After cake stand just to get
you would
that.
you would die first of drowning. I mean, you would drown yourself for a period. So those like in the scientific community has completely debunked that those aspartame studies as any legitimacy.
Can we edit out that math part?
Yeah, we might need to. the next one I want to talk about is sucralose. The bad thing about sucralose is, or has been thought about, that it may affect insulin levels, and there was some correlation to some people thinking that it did in some studies, but that was debunked as well. So it doesn't affect any of your, any insulin. It has a lower ADI, so 5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, but that would be for, what would it be, a standard, but that'd be like 31 packets of Splenda. That's a lot of Splenda.
I could see that being more doable.
That would be more doable than soda.
Yeah, right. What
but
the fuck?
It's because they're so...
How much Splenda do you guys use?
No, I don't use any.
I don't use any. But I mean, like, possible.
Like, that, I could see
that,
my mom
I feel
doing
like,
it.
I feel like that I have... 31 packets of Splenda would be easier for me to,
yeah, I guess
to
you're
do
not drowning
than
to do
50,
it.
Than
right.
50
you're
cans
just,
of...
You're
comparing
little,
the ADIs.
Right,
if
right.
I drank, I would rather
still,
do
still,
31.
That's the ADI?
Yeah.
So
times 100.
Right.
Or more.
3,100.
Yeah. 3,100 packets.
Wait, 32
would yep. It is essentially the around what the research says may do damage to you. So don't eat 31, and that's per day for
an extended
amount
of
time. So that's where the research lies, and so it's less, and we'll also I also want to touch on those packets. So that and the next three of them are kind of are sweeteners that are in like packets, and so like there are packets of like Sweet and Low, there's packets of like Splenda, and then there's packets of Stevia, right? Yeah. So 10 packets a day on like the Sweet and Low would be around 15 milligrams per kilogram. 40 packets, 4 milligrams per kilogram a day, 40 packets of Stevia per day. But you got to also think about things. That packet, if you weighed it, it may weigh a gram, right? So that people think that whole packet is sweetener, and that's completely false, because what's in those packets, I think aspartame is like 200 times sweeter. Aspartame might be 500 times. Sucralose is like 200 times sweeter than sugar. So in order, if you put a gram of that powder in there, you may have several granules of several little pieces of that sand of the actual product. The rest is just fillers, because you couldn't sell
two granules
right.
of stevia.
Right. But that's gonna be what flavors, it's so sweet that it flavors your coffee, whatever you're doing, that much. So that's the biggest thing to keep in mind. And that's actually, if you are big into like the sweetener packets, look at those, because a lot of the sugar or a lot of the calorie-free sweeteners that come in those packets, the fillers that they have actually have calories in them. So if you are big into that, there are calories and carbs a lot of times in those packets that aren't advertised because, or they're on the back of the package, but people don't think about it because they think it's a calorie-free sweetener, and they think the whole thing is that calorie-free
right.
sweetener, you
right.
know? So that's, keep that in mind. But stevia is kind of the natural one that everybody likes to think is super healthy, and like all of the others, it doesn't have any bad side effects as far as, you know, if you're doing it within the ADI and staying lower than the ADI, which is 4 milligrams per kilogram, and that's like 40 packets of stevia per day, you know, so you're doing a lot of stevia if you're getting close to that. And again, that's 100 times what the research shows the no adverse side effect level might be. So think about that. And bottom line about this whole conversation is sugar isn't bad. So like if I'm drinking a soda, I would much rather do a diet soda. But for me, it's only because I don't want to drink 50 grams of my carbs that are allowed.
Hell no.
In my, you know what I mean? Like, I want to eat my
right,
carbs.
Right, right.
You know, so that's the thing that like a diet soda would do for you is give you 50 grams of carbs that you can eat somewhere
yep,
else
yep,
and enjoy
yep.
them.
And
so
you
I mean,
still get to taste something sweet.
Right. It's but nice. if you the bottom line is if you equate for calories, then you know, if I drink a soda a day, every day. But
it fits your macros.
And I put it into my macros. It may suck because I'm getting 50 or whatever grams of carbs from a drink that is very low. And so, it's not going to fill you up at all, obviously. So that's where people get into
overeating sugar and causing problems is because it's so high in calories and so low in density and filling you up. So just to reiterate, sugar's not bad. And either are artificial sweeteners to the degree where you're not doing crazy type of.
Have you ever seen those people who just carry around like 2 liters of like regular Mountain Dew?
Oh, that's like,
I don't want to like stereotyping, like construction workers often do that. Like I've seen, they're the ones I've seen the most do this.
Right. That's it. That's
just like carrying around a 2 liter.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
And just like swigging. And then it like, you know, it gets all flat because they're just like shaking around.
Yeah.
Like I don't, if you shake my pop, I'm not drinking it anymore.
I can't wrap my head around those kinds of things.
No.
Like when you have a choice of how many, like basic knowledge sometimes, you have a choice, you know, this has a lot of calories in it,
right.
So it's probably not great for me to drink this, then go eat everything.
But
I'm gonna eat.
You got to think about those construction workers. They're probably putting in a lot. Their daily activity is probably a lot higher.
Right.
So their macros would more likely be a lot higher. So adding that to somebody's normal macros might not actually be a terrible thing, but gross in my mind.
Yeah.
Like
right.
Just the taste. Like I couldn't drink a 2 liter of soda to me has to only last couple of days, but it has to be in the fridge every time.
Yep.
It has to be completely, like, can't be shaken up. Has
no,
to have the
no,
full
no, no,
fizz,
no.
Full fizz force.
Right. Like I said, it was funny, like, because in high school, I used to drink a ton of regular Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. You were a DP guy?
Yeah.
I'm more of a DDP guy.
See,
the diet
then,
Dr.
then
Pepper,
it changed.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
So, if anybody would touch my pop and, like, you know, be standing up and they'd knock it over, like, I'd just throw it away.
That's just wasteful.
So that's like some of this is also another good point. There's some studies that like there's people out there that think like artificial sugars will make you fatter or make you like more hungry or make you do these type of things.
Oh yeah,
and,
what's that documentary? Fed Up.
Yeah, yeah. So that's part of it too. And the thing. So these are all like correlation studies. Like they send out like okay, they get 100 people and they you know okay, I'm gonna measure you and I'm gonna interview you. You measure as obese. Do you drink diet soda? Yes. Okay. Next person. So they do that with 100 people and 150 of them are obese and 50 of those people drink diet soda. They correlate that diet soda causes people to be obese. Well, actually I would think of it as a little bit different. I would actually think of it as, okay, if I'm obese, I'm making a conscious choice to drink diet soda to try to lose weight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So why, you know, so that's going to confuse the study. And those are why a lot of those studies that are, you know, interviews and the methodology of the study is kind of flawed. Then you have to kind of look at that kind of stuff. And that's what a lot of people don't understand is somebody reviews that article and says something about that article. And now they're just summarizing that obese, artificial sugar, artificial sweeteners cause obesity, and that it's not a cause, it's a correlation. So yeah. And then some of the other stuff that you hear too, I just wanted to touch on like methanol and formaldehyde in small doses from is kind of the peptides that break down in your body, turn into in your body is some of these that are super scary words, right? And like, if you drink a soda, it will break down into some, and it's aspartame, I believe, will break down into some formaldehyde in your body, but it's not dangerous. Actually, a glass of tomato juice will break down into methanol, which breaks down into formaldehyde, ten times the amount in a glass of tomato juice versus a diet soda. So you're not. So people have this bad correlation and really. And it's the same thing like, and Lane Norton points it out, there's actually cyanide in apple seeds.
Yeah.
But you don't see people boycotting apples because they're going to kill you with the amount of cyanide.
Yeah, but like in fairness, formaldehyde is the scariest fucking word I've ever heard in my
right.
life.
But why? Like, why?
I don't know, dude. It's just really ominous.
It's just like the it's like science class back in the day.
Right, but
you
think
come
about
in
okay,
and
for
it
mild,
smells like
formaldehyde.
I don't even know what it is. Just, I mean, literally the sound of the word right. is
yeah,
super ominous.
It's like moist.
It's
why did I stop?
That is an awful word. Yes. We're going to get comments about that word for sure.
Moist.
Oh man!
Yeah, but yeah. So it doesn't.
Did you know
anything,
they spray?
Right.
Not, or it's like in the fiber.
But cyanide,
non-wrinkled.
You gotta
clothes.
Know, like right. cyanide is like the poison.
But that almost okay. So if I'm listening to the word formaldehyde, it scares me because I don't know what it is, and it sounds
sure.
ominous.
Yeah.
If somebody says there's cyanide in apple seeds, I'm going, I eat apple seeds all the time. It can't be a dangerous amount. I know what cyanide is. I know
right.
it's bad, but there's obviously not enough to kill
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
So the
there's
fact
a
that
point.
I know what it is.
I'm trying to think of what the word is
I'm
exactly,
fine.
And I'm blanking here, but it's something 50. It's a couple letters, and then it's 50. And basically what it is it measures the toxicity of any, literally any substance.
Yeah.
And it tells us what would kill like 50% of the people at that level.
Oh.
So, like, cyanide is a very low amount.
Right.
I mean, if you have a, I don't know what the statistics are on it, but if you have
LD
a
or ED,
what's that? LD 50?
Yeah,
maybe LD. I can't remember exactly. What does it say about it?
One of the more commonly used measures of toxicity is LD 50.
There we go. Yep.
The LD 50, the lethal dose for 50% of animals
lethal
tested.
Dose.
Yes. So, so basically, 50% of animals, which I don't think you can test the toxicity on people, but
not
50%
yet.
Of animals
not yet.
Will die if they
maybe
cross,
we should
or cross consume, for the future.
If they consume thin the herd, thin the herd, which goes into
hold on.
The next thing. And this might go into some segments, but it also goes into like some of the poison talk and some of that shit. What in the fuck are people doing with these
Tide Pods?
Oh, let's not talk about it. That it makes it worse if we talk about it. We can't give light to this. This is the dumbest thing ever.
I saw a shot that one of the bars made that looked like a Tide Pod.
That's kind
of
really
it was like
that's
blue,
cool.
white, and then orange on top.
And it had the did it? Oh, what would have been even cooler is if it had the orange like go through
that
it.
Would be cool.
They messed up when
dude,
they did
this.
It.
This is so like think of all the dumb stuff you did as a kid.
Are people
you can
seriously
I still think,
eating? Like,
yes. No.
They're
here's
eating.
What's worse.
The thing.
I saw a video and I didn't finish it because I assumed the kid died at the end of it. But
really?
This son of a gun. Cracked one open and put it in a bong and was gonna like a dab bong. So put his torch thing to it.
What?
And I turned it. I couldn't. I
so
was like,
don't
I'm not
they have
watch
like? Isn't there
himself.
Like that powder in there as well? Or is it just the liquid?
I don't know, man.
I think it's just liquid. I don't know.
I think it's just liquid.
So it's just like dishwasher soap.
I think it is.
Why don't you just like swig Dawn?
Right.
Dude, I think detergent's
so
worse
I've
for
heard
you.
A couple of different things. Like I've one of the best comments I've heard about this is like this takes all the power out of parents. Like I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. All right, I'll grab the Tide Pods. Oh like, and the other thing that was on Barstool Radio was or I think it was Heartland Radio. We were talking Diggs was saying something about good.
Yeah, there you go. This will solve a lot of our problems.
Yes,
future
let
problems.
Him, let them eat it.
Yep.
And thin the herd.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
That's how I feel about it too. If you're dumb enough,
every once
to
in
do
while,
that,
you
and then
see
you
a
die,
story dumb enough that you right, you right. think exactly that. Like, was this person really going to make it?
Right.
Like
right.
We saved him from this, but it seems like if this was going to be a problem, they're not going to make it much farther.
Thin the herd. There is not enough survival of the fittest anymore, or survival of the common sense.
I agree.
Or survival of the just that it's the dumbest it's here, the dumbest thing I've seen on the internet.
Here's like okay, so think about this. Because we're able to protect human beings so much from themselves, do you think that like not survival of the fittest, so like dumber and stranger people that would have
live
died and would not have made it in the past, not even that long ago, 50s, these people die. We don't have
they,
answers for this stuff.
They
now
reproduce.
Now they're reproducing,
yes.
And they're it's.
Yes.
It's becoming an epidemic.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm terrified for the future. And I feel and sound like an old man, like old man river. Like,
hey.
what are kids doing these days? But,
damn
like,
kids.
This is the dumbest thing.
Hey, you've got, like,
I
you
would
have to worry
that
about
this
it way more. You've
dumb,
got a son.
Right.
He's going to have to grow up with some of these people's kids. These,
not to kill himself off
gonna,
with Tide Pods.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm okay with it.
Oh, man.
Like, that's just... I know for a fact if I saw this as a kid, I would laugh at them And I would, first I would be like, no, they're not really doing it.
I would watch a couple of them. Ever done something this monumentally dumb?
No.
Not in 100, you could divide it by 100 times, like our no adverse effect level.
Right.
And no, I still don't think I've done anything.
I don't think I like, I
was super impressionable, like, oh, YouTube something, I'll try that or whatever. I know for a fact I would have put my foot down at this and gone, nope.
Yeah.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man.
Granted, okay, so this was the dumbest thing we did as kids, but we did it in a pretty relatively safe way, I would think. So we, let's get into segments. I'm going to jump in and put a flashback or a Monday memory here.
Might have to jump in
on
this.
Okay, awesome. Yes. Or do you have a Monday memory or a man
card
memory?
No, man card.
Okay. So my Monday memory today is we had a neighbor that was basically out of town for the summer, but she owned a pool and we had to watch the pool for her and like clean
what,
the pool.
What would the pool do?
We had to clean it.
You have to clean it and stuff. Yeah. And so like we were in charge of the pool and we had,
she was gone all summer.
She was gone all summer. She had like another,
I thought she was gone for like the weekend. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. The pool is going to get in trouble. And so like we had a private pool for the entire summer. And so like one of the dumbest things I've ever done as a kid, is my brother, we were barbecuing back there and we were like, lighter fluid really ramps
fires
up. So we sprayed Trevor, with lighter fluid and with his knowledge and he was fine with it. And we lit him on fire and
so he just jumped in.
And then he jumped in the pool. Like, yeah. Like we did that. No, like we set a fire
regular dumb
with
kid
a,
stuff
with a giant fire
extinguisher
right next to it. Like there's that.
Yeah.
Like what's your fire extinguisher to Tide Pod? Like
throwing puke? Up.
Getting your stomach pumped at a hospital hopefully in time.
Right. Like I'm hoping that a lot of these people aren't that dumb and actually
spit it out.
And go and eat it on video.
End the video
and then puke. Like I'm hoping and praying.
Or that, they just like, you know, keep it in their mouth.
Right. And then end the
video. And then they they wash their mouth out with soap, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just dumb, too. But
it's
that's
not great, but it's so much better than swallowing the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I did, like, regular dumb kid stuff. Like, you know, you're really young, and you're like, how hot is that stove? And you put your finger on it. And you're that's super really hot.
If somebody were to say to me, feel this stove, it's really hot, as a 29-year-old male, I'm still probably going to touch that stove.
Right. Yeah,
you didn't touch a hot enough stove as a kid.
Or like stupid shit with fireworks.
Yeah,
like we did a lot of stupid shit with fireworks.
Sticking stuff like metal in outlets.
I never
did
that.
Like small metal. Yeah. I did. All right, so I had like a paperclip, and
so maybe we were just bad.
No, dude, it was controlled. You lit somebody on fire, all right?
And I did. Yes, I did.
And like I put a paperclip in the thing, and it like shocked me a little bit, and I was like, ooh, kind of like that. Kind of feels a little good.
Peed on an electric fence?
Actually, no. Yeah. We would do chains on the electric fence in our backyard.
So, but then, so I thought, it'll feel better if I have bigger metal. So I grabbed one of my old wrestling medals. Did not feel better. I stuck that got a shock. It was like,
That
oh my
gave
God.
You a shock.
Okay. Right. That's how I know to stop. But then you knew to stop.
Right.
But regular dumb
but you didn't
kid
stuff.
Well, yeah, but they're
yeah, but if that happened today, though, that would be a fucking challenge.
Well, yeah, how long could you
YouTube
hold it in there? No, this was just me in my room by myself, probably, you know.
But, okay,
my
so,
parents
so listen
open
to that.
Outlet in there.
Think about that.
Like,
that's a fucking survival of the fittest thing, right?
Yeah.
You realized that so you stayed away from electricity and you haven't electrocuted yourself to death yet.
I haven't even done something that bad since.
Right.
You only need
I want to know how many Tide Pods the most one person has eaten?
Don't, because then that's like a dare. And I hope
I
hope that person just like I'm super insensitive, I guess, when it comes to this. But I don't know if
that's
I want that guy around. That's too bad. I'm okay with it.
Anyway,
all right. So segments after our Monday memory, we got Jordan. You got a man card Monday.
Man
for
card
us.
Monday. I didn't think this was a man card thing because I wear these frequently. But today, a bunch of people were making fun of me.
Don't tell me Crocs.
No, what? That's not unmanly. That's just like, what are you doing as a human? Right.
You lose your human card.
Bow tie. I wore a bow tie today.
Oh, no, not at all.
Thank you.
That's an accessory.
Really manly.
Yeah, dude. And then I was getting ripped on pretty
hard.
I'm good with that.
Ultimate manly, yep. Actually.
Okay.
So, if you wore
suspenders?
Suspenders and a bow tie?
Bow tie? You're fucking.
If you roll up your sleeve and getting a boxing match, you might be the man.
Grow a mustache,
right?
Have a bow tie and suspenders.
You have one of those little handlebar mustaches, and yeah. that's the ultimate man. I think.
Yeah.
Put
okay.
your fisticuffs.
Oh, I feel better.
Fisticuffs. Yes.
I feel better about it now. Maybe it's
Who's
an age thing.
Shit?
Oh, people I work with, older guys.
Older guys.
Yeah. So maybe it's just an age thing.
I think it's coming back.
I feel like it's super back.
But okay, so like
I think how old?
My grandpa.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Loved it.
Right.
40 to 50, they're like, what is this
kid
doing?
Oh, because you did then, look like the grandpa from Up.
Hey, I like that, yeah. But that was a good bow tie. I love that.
That was a good bow.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Okay, well, I'm glad about this. Yeah. That's two in a row that I've kept my man card on Man Card Monday after an 0-3 streak.
Yeah, the shopping with a friend.
And
the
umbrella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have an umbrella with a bow tie,
does the bow tie balance out the umbrella?
No, it does not.
A negative there.
What if I'm shopping for a bow tie with a bro?
Are you going to try? Okay, and this is a legitimate question. Do you try on a bow tie and then go out to him and be like, hey, buddy, how's my bow tie look?
No.
No.
You shop off the rack with bow ties.
Yeah.
Because you know how it's going to be different.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
See? So you'd keep it.
Okay.
On that. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to get into old playa. Play a tweets. I think I need this. Yeah. Matter of fact, I know. The life tend to move quick, no doubt. But I heard success slow. So I'm striving to do right.
I don't know. Have I had this guy? Okay, so to preface this, some weeks are going to be funny, and some weeks are not really that funny, but I propose that they elicit a good conversation.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. So this one is right in the middle. Okay. Jordan as a feller. Fuck. Fisticuffs. Tinderonian?
Yes.
Okay. If it's two girls in a profile pic and that profile trying to holler at you, the less attractive owns the profile. LOL, that's 98% right. True or false?
True.
This was by Dennis Smith Jr. on March 9th, 2015. That's, I would also agree.
Who's that?
Okay, but yet...
I don't know. He plays basketball.
It's a mean thing to say, basketball but it's player. Also... Okay. It's just, he plays for the Dallas Mavericks. He's a rookie. He was really good, and a bunch of people passed on him, and they shouldn't have.
Current player?
Yep.
And that's an old tweet from him?
Yes.
Yep.
Nice, because that was
it's a
old
mean,
player.
It's a mean thing.
Play tweets.
Yeah. It's a mean thing to say, but it's like, if you don't have any pictures of yourself, what are you doing? You're trying to hide yourself amongst other people,
right.
Which is like...
And then why would you put yourself... Like, if I'm going to put myself next to someone, it's going to be somebody uglier.
Make yourself look good.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan and I, that's why I put that picture up.
wait, now hold on.
No, that picture is fucking bomb, though.
Yeah.
That picture from last weekend when you guys were dancing.
2018, and it's only January.
I'm really, right. I'm really okay that I missed that. I was super bummed about it, and that picture, I saw it, and I was like,
there was a lot of dancing.
Not that bummed.
Did you
watch
LG's live video?
I did, yeah.
Where we grabbed
no, you guys look like
and started using it as a jump rope.
I don't remember. Guys, was I in there?
You guys looked like you were having fun.
You and me grabbed him.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And we started swinging him back and forth, and LG was jumping over him.
I do not remember that.
And I was like, Alec, I'd like to apologize for a few things drunk Jordan may have done on Saturday.
My mom threw up in an Uber and I had to pay for it.
Are you serious?
In an Uber?
Yep.
Oh.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
Hey, but at least you took an Uber.
That's expensive. They actually have that charge like in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't they?
And I'm absolutely fine paying the charge. Well, she's going to pay me back.
That's an epic story though.
Right.
Yeah. I like that story.
Right. She,
what time did you leave, man?
I closed Big Lars down.
Are you me? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everybody was shit-faced when I left, and I left early.
Early?
Yeah. Like 12, because we got there at 8, and I was like, oh, my God.
See, and I'm not drinking either. So, I was actually, I was planning on going, if we got a sitter, I was going to go out to dinner with Amber. All right. And then, so I was going to go out to dinner with Am, and then come hang out for a bit, and then just, say hey to everybody.
At one point, I was so thirsty, I ordered 4 waters and was carrying them somehow, 4 of them in my hands. And people kept asking me, who are those for? I'm like, they're for fucking me. Yeah. Don't touch them. And then
get
slowly,
off my dick.
Like, one by one, I would finish them off and then just drop them off at random tables. And then I went back and had, you know, three, four more shots.
My buddy Cole was laughing because one of the things you did was when you were on the dance floor, you had a beer in your hand and you went to set it down. But instead of setting it down like a normal person, like, you went in between your legs and behind yourself.
I don't remember that. Well, like, maybe I was trying to, you know,
you're just having a good time.
Shake the booty a little bit.
Check it out, guys. Yeah. See what I can do.
So that was
Play of Tweets. All right, I got a word of the day today. Can you guys give me the definition of dirigible?
Could you use it in a sentence?
Dirigible, I think. The dirigible was I don't want to give it away. So the dirigible was viewed by 20,000 people at the stadium.
Dirigible. Blimp.
Nice. Good guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. A dirigible airship is another name for a blimp. I don't know where I saw that, but I was like, that's definitely the word of the day, because why not say blimp? And now I will never say that blimp.
You will never say blimp again.
I will say dirigible.
So it'll be dirigible-y?
Definitely pretentious. Yeah. Yes. What?
You'll eat at dirigible-y?
Blimply? Is that a
blimpy?
Blimpy?
Do you not know?
Oh, the sub place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't have those around here, do they?
I think they have one in Ankeny.
What the hell happened to Blimpies?
Subway.
Yeah. Subway.
Yeah, Subway is Jared.
Yeah. Get rid of Subway.
You don't like Subway?
What?
You don't like Subway?
No.
Best road trip food ever.
Not a Subway? Not a big fan anymore.
I think so.
Mine is, well, I actually
on the road.
Had Jimmy John's apparently on Saturday night. Don't remember that either.
I'm not a big fan of Jimmy John's either. I like
Firehouse Sub.
Firehouse Sub's good.
They take forever.
They do.
Never had it.
They do. But also,
it's right across the street from me, and I've had like two.
Jersey Mike's is good.
Jersey Mike's is good.
And
so I'm a big hot sandwich guy.
Oh, yeah. And they do better that Subway's hot stuff. Like, I'm just so sick
Subway's
of Subway.
Is just like
it's like a
soggy.
I'm not a big fan of like the bread. It's so standard now because I've gotten it so much. Like, that's one thing that I've gotten sick of as far as eating wise. Like, because I just ate it a lot. But, like, could you ever get sick of, what's one thing you could never get sick of? Like, Pancheros burrito? Like, I could never get sick of that.
I could.
No such thing. Stop it.
Yep.
You could?
Yep.
What could you not get sick of?
Pizza Hut pizza.
Pizza Hut pizza? What flavor?
I am tired of Pizza Hut pizza.
Just Supreme.
Supreme?
Yeah, it would be fine. Because then, if I have to eat it, well, if I have to eat it all the time, then I can just pick and choose what I want to pick off that day.
See, you thought about it too much. That's just smart.
No, actually, I'm just a smart guy.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying and smart.
Yeah.
That's annoyingly
Fuck
smart.
This guy.
All right. Well, do we have any other segments today? If not, we are going to welcome in Be Well into the Gym Closet. You heard his song earlier for the intro of Old Playa, Playa Tweets. And you will hear some of his music after we are done. But welcome into the Gym Closet. Be Well. All right, now we're going to jump into a special guest in the Gym Closet today. He is a local artist. His name is Be Well. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, my brothers? How are you?
Good, good. And he just had a huge show. Tell us a little bit about that show here this last weekend.
Yeah, it was the album release show at Woolies. And so, yeah, it was something we had been working on, me and my friends, me and my teammates, have been working on for quite a while.
Awesome, man. So, you know, what we're going to talk about a little bit today is some of the, you know, the entrepreneurship that goes into promoting yourself and and what your team looks like and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So tell us a little bit, you know, about your team and about kind of the back end of, you know, the music industry and what you guys are trying to do.
No doubt. It starts with my sound engineer. Without him, I met him probably 3 or 4 years ago. He's from Sioux City, and he just recently kind of moved in with us. And so we've been like, we set up a studio in our house, and so we've just been creating since then. But there's a lot of players on our team. My girlfriend, my DJ, Taylor Rogers. Yeah, like I said, my girlfriend, Malia. We have a lot of other vocalists. I play with a drummer, sax player, and guitarist, so... And there's just a lot of that goes in behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see if they're not really into the music scene.
Definitely, man. And like, so what you just put on this event, what goes on with the setup of this event and the promotion and all that kind of stuff? What's the behind the scenes look? Mm-hmm. You know, we had your poster and your cards up at the gym for almost a month prior to the show, which is awesome. You know, we're going to try to bring as many people out as we can always. You know, what does that process look like? Do you have your hands in that process, or does someone take that over for you?
No, it's all in-house. We handle everything. So the guy that made the flyer is one of my best friends. He actually lives out in Las Vegas by the name of Jake Barr. So we handle everything from booking the event to marketing it to the promotion that we put on Facebook to trying to get on KCCI and the Des Moines Register, doing podcasts like this to trying to just promo for the show after the show and just spread word. And it's all very, I don't want to say monotonous because I enjoy doing it, but it's all the little things that you kind of look at a business towards. I think I take more of a business mindset towards the music, especially when it comes to showtime, as opposed to just taking the creative edge, because drawing people to hip hop in Des Moines is a pretty tough task.
definitely.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's a little different.
And being, I love a lot of the underground artists, and sure. Jim Stessman's a member here, and so you know he got us hooked up. And so listening to your music and what it is, describe it to everybody and what you know. First off, you can get at him at B.Wells on Facebook, B.Well at Facebook, and he's an artist on Facebook, B_Well_. Is that right?
Yep, on okay. Twitter and Instagram.
On Twitter ones. And Instagram. Yeah. So check out some of his stuff. But if you could describe your music, man, what's it all about?
I like knowledge, man. I learned a lot from hip-hop growing up. That was like my main tool as far as like learning the game, learning how shit goes as far
Hell
as.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean like the drug game, but just like love, life, ups and downs, obstacles. Learn about like kind of like your people, where they come from. And that's kind of like the art. It's how the street speaks, I guess.
Sure.
And so, but yeah, it's just conscious rap.
Right.
Yeah, it's not bullshit. If you listen, I hope you move for one, because I think my instrumental selection is enough that it makes people want to move, even if they're not a hip hop fan, honestly. But then, yeah, if you listen to the lyrics and you're a lyrical fan, I think you'll gain a lot from it.
Definitely. That's one thing that, you know, why I'm a huge fan, because, you know, I'm huge with, everything I like is lyrics and
sure.
telling a story and getting behind everything. And that's one thing that you do really, really well. Talking about, these local entrepreneurs here in the Des Moines area, he just put on an awesome show here this last weekend. And did you do some parties going before that?
Yeah, we had the... We had actually tried something new this time, and it was a pre-party at Voodoo Lounge that actually went pretty well. And so,
love me some Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah. I was going to say, Shane, tell us about Voodoo Lounge.
I don't remember most of the times I visited there, but I danced like there's no tomorrow.
Right. There you go.
Excellent sound system.
That's awesome. That's kind of what we wanted to talk about mostly, is, you know, the business end. You know, we want to promote a little bit of your music, and we'll end some of our next episodes with Be Well Music, and get everybody a little taste of what is what's out there by him. But, you know, don't take it from us. Check it out. Do you have a YouTube channel and stuff going?
Yeah. On? Yeah. If you look up B.Well, you'll find it on almost anything. Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube, yeah, all that.
Well, we really appreciate having you on. We're going to go to what song we have. We got a couple of them here. What song you want to fade off to here?
I would show everybody Lonely.
Lonely? Okay. Yeah,
it's track number 7 off the album.
Okay, sweet. So we'll next up, we're going to lead off here. So thanks a lot for stopping in, guys. Please jump on and review, rate, and the other
subscribe.
There we go. We got 3 of them. Just like all the shit. But as usual, here with at Jordan.Hildreth, at Shane Segebarth. Are you public yet? Yeah, who cares?
Yep.
And at B_Well_.
Yes, sir.
And and you know, check us out online. That we are out of here. You tired of it.
sinning. Don't understand what you're getting this day after day. You've been neglecting the mission. Yeah, you gon' try to forget it, it ain't up the same. Go your whole life trying to find one to treat you better, but you still be so lonely. Ain't you tired of pretending? Don't understand what you're getting this day after day. You've been neglecting the mission. Yeah, you gon' try to forget it, it ain't up the same. Go your whole life trying to find one to treat you better, but you still be so lonely.
So I gotta ask, did it work? You find yourself in the universe. On that train past Jupiter, had that moonwalk go dodging Lucifer. You at a loss for words, I figured. Freestyle wasn't nothing like your picture, damn. Aw, shit, take a look at that. Tried to pass over top, now you're running right back. See, it was simple, but you was never with that. Now you search for that substance of kickbacks. Won't work, I promise, lady, cause my voodoo skills already cursed your baby. I was all yours when it wasn't enough. Think you finna stick around when he passed the lust. I bet life, something like I highly doubt. It kinda stings, but your pride allowed it, and I do not care. No, it still hurts. Hurts and you lose sleep, cause you won't find another who can do like me. Dealing with weak and had a leak. Guess the you and I thing kinda R.I.P. Yeah, but now and forevermore. Think of how it'd be if you would've just chose me. Never look back, already shut the door. But think it through next time and you probably won't be so lonely.
Hey, ain't you tired of pretending? Don't understand what you getting this day after day. You've been neglecting a mission. Yeah, you gon' try to forget it, it ain't up the same. Go your whole life trying to find one to treat you better, but you still be so lonely. Ain't you tired of pretending? Don't understand what you getting this day after day. You've been neglecting the mission. Yeah, you gon' try to forget it, it ain't up the same. Go your whole life trying to find one to treat you better, but you still be so lonely.
Guess I'm a bit confused. How would it be if we switched up shoes? You know, you ain't ready for them steps. Wasn't made for the things I was forced to accept. And I don't even have to know why you had to lie. Admit I had faults, things to change. Worst part would've gave my life. But see, I kept shooting, found different range. Rebound, never that, girl, you switched up. No reply, phone dry, no luck. Cause of you, I don't love and won't cuff. And yes, we going Dutch, heading to brunch. Still scarred, you caused the damage. Only a cop out for me, active only. Found worth in myself without your help. So thank you, from here on out, I can never be lonely.
Ain't you tired of pretending? Don't understand what you're getting this day after day. You've been neglecting the mission. Yeah, you gon' try to forget it, it ain't up the same. Go your whole life trying to find one to treat you better, but you still be so lonely. Ain't you tired of pretending? Don't understand what you're getting this day after day. You've been neglecting the mission. Yeah, you gon' try to forget it, it ain't up the same. Go your whole life trying to find one to treat you better, but you still be so lonely.
So you said you're heading out west to find something new. What's out there that you couldn't find back at home?
I just got out of a serious relationship, and I feel like I'll get a fresh start out west.
I can respect that. Did y'all end on good terms? Was it bad? Or...
I would say the terms were good for me. I just wasn't in love with him anymore.